This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The governor of Russia's border area of Belgorod declared a regional state of emergency Wednesday, citing continued attacks by Ukrainian forces. In a video posted on the Telegram messaging app, Vladislav Gladkov said the situation in Belgorod continues to be extremely difficult and tense. Gladkov says daily shelling by Ukrainian armed forces had destroyed houses, killing and wounding civilians. Belgorod is adjacent to Kursk, where Ukrainian forces launched a surprise cross-border incursion last week. The incursion has claimed thousands of kilometers of territory and forced authorities in both regions to evacuate their citizens. The incursion is the biggest attack by a foreign army on Russian soil since World War II. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday the incursion proves that Ukraine is able to take the initiative against Russia. In his nightly address to the nation, President Zelensky said, "We have once again proven that in any situation, we Ukrainians are able to protect our interests and our independence." The surprise operation has given Ukraine its biggest battlefield gains since Russia's full-scale invasion in 2022. U.S. President Joe Biden made his first public comments Tuesday about the Ukrainian incursion.
I've spoken with my staff on a regular basis, probably every 4 or 5 hours for the last 6 or 8 days. And it's creating a real dilemma for Putin. And we've been in direct contact, constant contact with the Ukrainians.
The U.S. has provided billions of dollars of weapons to Ukraine since 2022, intended largely for defensive purposes. Join VOA's Flashpoint as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots from Asia to Africa and beyond. This is VOA News. The Taliban will celebrate the third anniversary of its takeover of Afghanistan on Wednesday. The ultra-conservative rulers will mark today with a parade at a former U.S. military base and festivities in key cities. Taliban forces seized Kabul on August 15, 2021, after the U.S.-backed government collapsed and its leaders fled into exile. The anniversary is marked a day earlier on the Afghan calendar. The Taliban initially ruled Afghanistan from 1996 until 2001, when it was toppled by U.S.-led forces in response to the September 11th terrorist attacks on New York City and Washington carried out by Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda terror group, who had taken refuge in Afghanistan. In the 3 years since regaining power, the Taliban has consolidated its grip on the country, implementing laws based on a strict interpretation of Islam, including severe restrictions on women. Samsung Electronics' biggest workers' union in South Korea said Tuesday it will begin a 4-day strike starting Thursday to pressure the company over higher wages and bonuses after talks with management fell through in July. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire has that story.
Vice President of the National Samsung Electronics Union, Lee Hyun-kuk, said the strike is strategically designed to damage the company. He said the union expects the company would not have enough backup office workers to support production lines during the planned strike. Samsung said in a statement it plans to ensure there are no production disruptions. It also said it would adhere to no work, no pay principles and continue efforts to resume talks. The union declared an indefinite strike in July, but it asked members to return to work in early August after talks with management fell apart.
That was Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. Nigeria has launched the country's first National Elephant Action Plan. Timothy Ebezu reports from Abuja.
Authorities say the plan aims to save the remaining elephants by reducing illegal killings and trade, maintaining elephant habitats, creating public awareness, and promoting community-led vigilance. Over the last decade, Nigeria has emerged as a key source, transit, and destination country for illegal wildlife trade. As a result, Nigeria's elephant population, about 300 to 400 animals, is a fourth of the population size 3 decades ago. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, and remember to download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.